The education sector has come under the microscope many a times. This time, it's even becoming more intense. Well, if you look at the tertiary education system in the country, one might begin to wonder, where is the hope? Well, there is hope. Latest development doesn't point in that direction for some people. For others, they feel it's a good thing, the fact that the federal government has decided to take ASUU to the industrial court. Well, we'll see what happens as the country's universities, federal universities, continue to remain closed. But our conversation this morning on the Morning Crossfire is about education, quite all right, but not the tertiary part of it. We're looking at primary education, primary and secondary, across the country, and not just in Rivers State. It's become something that should be talked about. Schools are resuming today in many parts of the country, Rivers State included. We have our children heading back to classes. What are they going to meet when they get there? How safe are they when they get back to school? These are some of the concerns parents have raised in the course of the week. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. I have my guest with me in the studio. He's an educationist and a lecturer as well from the University of Port Harcourt, Dr. Ben Nyewusira. I hope I got your name correctly, sir. You're welcome, Doc. Good morning to you. Happy New Week.
Very good morning, Andrew. And
I must say you're looking sharp. Your baba did a great job.
Really?
You should increase his pay. Honestly, you should. I hope he's listening.
It's interesting to know that somebody who has not been underpaid for the past 7 months or so is looking great. That is the glory of God, I must say.
That's the reason why we're all glowing anytime.
It can only be God.
It can only be God.
Yes.
All right, Doc, thank you very much for making our time to be with us. Let's cut to the chase. Education, the focus most of the times would be tertiary, and even at the moment that's what we're trying to resolve, the problems we have with that tertiary education system. But there are other things that we should look at in that system, and the primary education, very fundamental. In the country as it is today, we have schools closed, especially in some parts of the north, due to the level of insecurity and many other things. I'd like us to start from there. Now schools are resuming, parents would have to send their children back to school. There's something that the federal government had said before the end of September. It plans to unveil a fresh policy that will guarantee protection of all schools nationwide from attacks by terrorists. How this is going to work at the moment, we do not know. But what do you make of the resumptions now? Have we done enough to prepare for children to return back to school as a country?
I'm talking about primary education. You've rightly noted that it is very fundamental as far as the educational development of a child is concerned. That stage of development is one that you cannot just jump, you know. So it's fundamental. It provides, you know, the platform for the child to exit or to move away from the home to the formal school system. So it is very critical. It is very critical. Have we made enough preparation for school resumption nationwide or indeed in the state? Well, those in the Ministry of Education ordinarily should, you know, be answering this question. But then I think that what we just had was a break, a long time break, and then there's a new session. So here we are. We already knew that after the long vac,
We'll definitely get back to school. But preparations in place is a question. We had COVID.
Yes.
And it exposed how much we lack in infrastructure, especially at the primary level. The tertiary, don't even go there. Yeah. At the primary level, it exposed that. And then the issues of insecurity in many parts of the north, where, in fact, government one time had to ask, I think that was in August, had to ask for schools to close because of bandit activities. Yeah. And now we're asking students to go back. Some parents even had to go on a protest. protest.
Yes.
In Kaduna State. Yeah, that was where that happened. Parents had said their wards would remain at home if necessary security arrangements are not put in place.
Yeah.
After the government said that they were supposed to resume school today. September 5.
Yeah.
That was what it was. Do you think that we are doing or have done enough infrastructure-wise?
Well, I must say that, okay, let me start with the security situation and, you know, and the threat it poses to the school system. Now, if government is planning to put a new measure of securing the schools in place, well and good. But I do know very well that in the wake of the Chibok adoption of children, in 2014, the federal government then, in conjunction with some foreign agencies, you know, attempted to put in place what they call the Safe School Initiative.
Mm. That's what it still is.
Yes, Safe School Initiative. So yeah. I don't see anything new if that is the program. Probably they want to up the ante. Probably they want to improve on it. But it's been in place.
Mm.
It's been in place. But my worry is that it is not as effective as it was meant to be. The last time I was in this studio was way back February 2001. And precisely, that was a day after the Kangara school saga, where some school children were taken away. And then your colleague, what's her name now? Bevure, yes. You know, brought me over to this place to find out what that, in fact, not just that alone, the recording Dezima, you know, because we have had Chibok, Dapchi, Kangara, Islamia, and all of that, Greenfield. So what all of this? And I told her outrightly that, look, I didn't need to be prognostic. I didn't need to be clairvoyant. I didn't need to be prophetic to tell us that we are heading for bad times as far as Nigerian education is concerned. And, you know, and now we are beginning to have the impact. Just a week ago, UNESCO came up with a worrisome report that 20 million children
out of school. And most of them from the north.
It's only expected. It's just inevitable. Yeah.
The Minister of Education, Adamu Adamu, was speaking in commemoration of the 2022 International Day to Protect Education from Attack.
Yeah.
And he said that the ministry is currently developing the National Plan of Action for the minimum standards for safe school for 2021 to 2023,
yes.
Following the ratification of Safe School Declaration by the President in 2019.
Yes.
The ministry developed a national policy on safety, security, and violence-free schools. He said, and I quote, "The school safety policy compulsively highlights strategies of emergency preparedness in education institutions, measures for harm reduction, stakeholders to contact for help in case of imminent attack, deterrence of the military from using education institutions, and procedures to ensure that education continues if the attack is inevitable." That was what he highlighted. And when you look at that, and you look at how much work we have put into infrastructure.
Yeah.
Now, we're not even talking about the curriculum yet. We're talking about physical infrastructure,
yes,
in our schools across the country by the federal government. Would you say that if you're a parent, would you be confident and allow your child to return to school?
Why not? Because whatever be the challenges, we will continue. We must send our children to school, okay? And then see how we can battle with the challenges to ensure that there isn't a complete a complete collapse of the system, okay? Now, from what you said, reading from
I think that was read by the minister.
Now that isn't the first time. That wouldn't be the first time. Like I told you, the Safe School Initiative program. That wouldn't be But I worry, will the government be able to walk the talk?
But people questioned the budget allocation for education even.
Yeah.
And when you look at the budget allocation,
yes,
many would say it doesn't encourage, it doesn't say that the government is serious about funding education. So if we do not have enough budgeted, at least not according to UN standards, how can we then be assured that this can be implemented and schools will be safe and the infrastructures needed will be available for students to return back to school?
Well, again, that is for the Ministry of Education to make a case for better funding. I do not want to delve into the issues raised by ASU, but you know that critical in all of the issues raised by that body is to ensure that appropriate funding is given to education, and that is not too much to ask for. Reason is this: I've always told any person who cares to listen that education should not be treated as a social responsibility. It is a constitutional responsibility. It is a constitutional responsibility. And if it will take it to be a constitutional responsibility, those, you know, who are saddled with providing good quality education should not be giving us excuses. Should not be giving us excuses.
All right, just interrupt you a bit there, Doc. If you're listening to us, we're live on Facebook. You can watch and you can listen and also drop your comment. We have a question up there on social media for you to react to. We are talking about education, primary and secondary education in the country. But the question is, here in Rivers State, what is the condition of the primary and secondary infrastructure in your community is what we want to find out. We have the post up on Facebook, so you can go Nigeria Info PH and you can watch us there and see us live in the studio with the guests. Join the conversation and drop your response. What is the condition of the primary and secondary infrastructure, primary and secondary school infrastructure in your community here in Rivers State at the moment? Would like to know. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. You can send a WhatsApp message to 0809 030 6416. It brings us to this question, if we're to come home a bit now, the role of the local governments, especially in primary education at the community level, the grassroots level.
Yeah.
Would you say enough has been done? We are aware of the Universal Basic Education Act 2004, UBEC and SUBEB, and that's shared equally among state and local governments.
Because education isn't concurrent list of the Constitution.
So then, the complaints that people have, and not just in Rivers State, though, we have, I was looking up Zamfara, Bornu, Kanu, and many areas, communities where classrooms are in dilapidated conditions. Yeah. What would you say that the local government are doing what they ought to do?
You know, a colleague of yours here has always described the local government structure as non-existent. He has always been quick to refer to them, to the local government, you know, as non-existent local government areas or councils. Not because we don't have a secretariat, you know, for local government administration. We do. But are they, going by the content of the 2004
Universal Basic Education Act.
You know that the local government ought to be involved in the day-to-day administration of literacy, adult and non-formal education. The buck stops at their table. Yes, you will have a commission in charge of that. But, you know, it's of course, the literacy and adult and non-formal education is an integral part of basic education. And it is the local government that should drive it. But are they doing that? I doubt. I've not seen any I've not seen there's no visibility.
Is there a possibility that perhaps we have to question the state government's involvement in all of this, because State Universal Basic Education Board, I mean, that's education being implemented at that level. Would you look at the state government and say perhaps right questions aren't being asked, or the interest is low? If you look at tertiary education, for instance, in Rivers State, recently we had the governor commissioning a few campuses in different councils, which was commendable.
Yes.
But then the big question has been the people that you're bringing to come and you know, occupy those campuses would have to start from the primary sector and what is happening there. So in just a few minutes, tell us what you think the role of the state government could be in ensuring that at the primary level, we have basic infrastructure, we get the local government.
Well, there ought to be a synergy between the state and the local government. But that is not to take away the responsibility of the local government. Mm. This is that what you just read there is a legal document. And for crying out loud, they make budgets for education. There's no local government that should not have. After all, we have local government education authorities. So they make budgets for that. What are they doing with the budget? That is what I do not know.
Perhaps they would say it's financial autonomy. They don't get the monies directly to them as they ought to. Could that be something that they want to cite out?
Will it just be in a matter that concerns education that they will be handicapped? Don't they run the offices of the chairman of the local governments? I'm sure that you must have heard of local government chairman commissioning roads.
So perhaps the local governments aren't just interested in education? Is that what it would be?
I think it's just negligence. They are neglecting that sector.
All right, we'll go on a short commercial now, Doc. When we return, the conversation continues. Remember, we are live on Facebook. You can watch and listen and also drop your comment. What is the condition of primary and secondary school infrastructure in your community? That's what we want you to respond to. Drop your comments, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest is still very much here with me in the studio, Dr. Inyewusira. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, we're back. School resumes today. Many parents already talking about how expensive it is. New class, school uniforms, books, tuition fees, all of these things put together. And then when you look at the economic situation, you're beginning to ask, oh man, how would parents cope? Some are even saying school runs this time, it's not going to be easy at all. When you also look at those lecturers who have been at home without pay, and their children have to resume school as well. So it means one way or the other, Doc, you people have to find a way and send the children to school regardless of the strike.
Sure.
But it brings us to this conversation. By the way, we are live on Facebook, remember, so you can watch and you can listen live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. I'll take that again. Nigeria Info PH, live on Facebook. Watch, listen, drop your comments. The question is up there. The condition of primary and secondary school infrastructure in your community, would like to know. I've gotten a few messages. I'll be taking those ones shortly. What is the condition like of the primary and secondary school in your community? It brings us to the free school program, free education policy that the government was running here in Rivers State at the time. If you can just perhaps start off by telling us what it really means. If a government says it's this is free education, what does it mean?
You must understand that if Rivers State government said it was running a free education program, The government was not doing anything exceptional because the act, you and I know, the 2004 act, is an act on free universal primary basic education. Free. In fact, the proper title for that act is compulsory free basic universal basic education. That is what it should be. So the Rivers State government, or indeed any government, should not be trumpeting free education
because it's already something it's already that you ought to be doing.
It ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. That's just it. You know, so there shouldn't be any hype about it. But
should that give parents hope in this period, especially for parents who have their kids in public schools? Should that give them hope, the fact that there is this free education?
Well, I think that brings us to the question of how free is the free education?
You'd have to tell us. That's the reason why we're asking.
So how free is the free education? In fact, you know, the idea of free education in Nigeria started way back in 1955 with Chief Obafemi Awolowo put in place with his government back in the day, you know, in the West. Now, that question has always come up. How free is the free education? Reason being that even then, when government was claiming that it was free education, they had a special tax for it. So parents were paying tax.
Okay.
For it. Mm. So it wasn't per se a free education.
But in River State, I don't know of any taxes.
So there are not anything that is coming from the state coffers is part of revenues, as taxation is part of it. Now, here in River State, there may not be any special tax, but I think that education is budgeted for.
Mm. Okay. Although we do not know how much, because many would say we don't have that in public.
I don't have the statistics anyway. Yeah, I do not have that. But to be fair to the administration before this current administration, there was, in my view, somewhat a revolution, you know, in basic education. Mm. We saw all of that. The model schools were out there.
Because now people are saying in many communities, the schools are in bad condition.
Yes, the schools. And again, most of those communities.
And then manpower.
Most of those communities. Let me shock you with this. Most of those communities are responsible. They go, they vandalize these facilities. I'm just telling you. You know, I've always commended Nigerian Info for what you do as far as education discussion on education is concerned. I fell in love with this studio when the duo of Yo Pram Pam and Daniel Braid were around. Every other Tuesday then they were dedicating the morning program for education. They were doing that. And you as an establishment, you've done well. Why do I say so? A few years ago, I do know that you organized an education summit here in River State. You know, I've forgotten the caption now, but it has to do with the roadmap to basic education. And there, we saw pictures of schools that government struggled to put in place. If you go to, I give you a typical example. Anybody who's listening to me now should go to HA local government. There was a school built by the former administration. Was 100% complete. Somewhere in Okehi. The last time I drove past that place, they've taken away the roofs. I'm sure somebody didn't come from Kano or Kaduna to do that. I'm sure somebody didn't come from Niger or Benin Republic to do that. So these indigenous or community members who are complaining about the deplorable state of the educational facilities aren't helping matters.
Okay, we'll open the lines and hear from them, because some of them definitely might not agree with you to some extent. But let me say this, live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, drop your comments. You heard from our guests just a while ago there, saying sometimes the communities also are responsible for why a certain primary and secondary school infrastructure is in the condition that it is in their localities. What is the condition of the primary and secondary school infrastructure in your community? Would like to know. Send us that message on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. You open the phone lines now, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0003. School resumes today in Rivers State, as well as many other states in the country. What are children going to meet in schools? There talks about some school premises overtaken with weeds, grasses. Some of the public schools has not been cleaning. Nothing has been done, and children are coming in today. Are they going to be the ones to come and clean or cut the grasses? In my time growing up, it was something that was done, but people felt like that was not the way to go. If somebody's paid for something, there should be plans to ensure that the environment is conducive before the children return. Is that the case in your locality? We would like to find out. Levinus is calling from Echie. Levinus, talk to us this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Levinus.
Please, talking about the infrastructural condition of my community primary school at Amaki Ibodo. On behalf of my community, I have to thank the entire management and staff of Nigeria Info for the awareness you created through your reporter, Amato Kere, when she visited my community primary school. That visit and that sensitization and awareness attracted the attention of the local government chairman, Obin Nanyawu. Today, as I'm speaking with you, community primary school Amaki Ibodo is nearing completion. Then we have to thank the council chairman, to Obin Nanyawu, for wiping our tears. I also call on the attention of school Ibodo 1, which was abandoned under a major administration, and the community secondary school Umozo Chibodo Chie. Please, people should go and visit that community secondary school Umozo Chibodo Chie and see whether it is something that should be seen in a long time.
All right, Henry, thank you very much. Levinus, thank you. Harry from Rumudara is on the line. Good morning, Harry.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, talk to us. Yeah. Good morning.
Okay, please. Yeah, please. I would just want to respond on the OKE primary school. I think the one that your guest mentioned should be the one around the Dodo, as it.
Okay.
Between OKE and the Dodo.
Yeah.
I think we have to blame the federal government, the state government and the security agency on that, because the community don't have the power to themselves. If they even get hold of the hoodlums vandalizing those things, they have the power to try. The same government and the security agency will come after those
people. But have
lives.
They held? Did the community at any time arrest or apprehend any of the hoodlums who were from, perhaps from, I don't know where they are from, but who were carrying out that act? Was there any report at any time or any arrests, any complaints made by the community to security officials?
No, which I cannot tell.
All right, Henry, thank you very much. On Facebook Live, take a few of your comments now. Nigeria Info PH, drop your comments so we can look at them. Fabeke Handsome Paya says, please sir, help me remind our government that the community primary school in Bunu Banga in Kano local government area has shut down due to the dilapidated building and lack of teachers. In fact, you weep for the future of our children, and our government has done nothing about it. In fact, the so-called free education is just a mess scam. They complain that the free education and the fact that principals are not supposed to collect levies or any sort of money from students,
yes,
because it's free. But then how do they run the day-to-day affair activities in the schools, getting of chalks and books and some of these things? How do they manage it? There's been a complaint. They are saying there's no, like, we have this to have overhead paid, but now they don't see that as often as they should, and that has been the dilemma. Ogu Ojone Justice says the governor is just using flavor to deceive various people. His administration has no policy direction in education, health, agriculture, economy, and even human capital development. That's from Facebook Live. You too can drop your comments there. Facebook Nigeria Info PH. Ken is calling from Ada George. Good morning, Ken.
Yes. Hi, good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so like the last speaker was saying, the communities don't have the responsibility to protect the schools. It's a government facility. Okay, and the government spent money to build that, so they should be able to put security men that will be able to ward off anything that comes from outside. People can come from outside the communities and infiltrate and take away the roofs or whatever.
So you don't think that the community where the project is sited has any responsibility of protecting what is in its own land?
Yes. You can say that, but if, like, I'm from a community and I'm minding my business, going to work and coming back, what's my business to go and start protecting government school? Okay, I have my own personal social responsibility to the school, which is not part, security is not part of it.
So that means the community can allow outsiders come in and destroy whatever facility that they have?
No, the community will not deliberately allow outsiders come in. Okay, but if you don't, I don't know anybody. Nigeria Info has security. You guys have people at the gate. Okay, if you request for the government to send policemen, the army or whoever to protect their own investments in communities, they should be able to do that.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. Let's remember, the question still is up on Facebook. What is the condition of the primary and secondary school infrastructure in your community? That's what we want to find out. So when you call us, let us know which community, which school, and what is the condition of that school in your area. Franklin from GRA is on the line. Good morning, Franklin.
Good morning, sir.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, school in if you just look at the Nukokun there is this building that I mentioned before. Nukokun there, I have a friend that is a security guy there. So they attach another person to that, my friend is working in that school. So at night, the other guy they introduce my friend is a different person. He's a court person. And the government knows that he's a court person. That is, he hand over that person to that person. The person will come and remove all the wires in that house. When my brother wants to speak, this my friend wants to speak, he will say, if you say anything, I will kill you. This my friend has complained this thing to me like 5 times. Go to no passenger and complain this thing. He said, if I go to no passenger and complain, what will no passenger do? That the government knows already that this guy is a bad person and that they can't buy this place to that person. And today, that person is still on that man. And they acquire that company 3 times. They come and leave the wire. Now there's nothing in that company. There's nothing in that company. Nothing.
All right, Franklin, thank you very much. Clement from Ada George, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Andrew. Good morning to your guest.
Yeah, good morning.
You're talking about the vandalization of primary school or property of schools in community. You see, I want to say what is the responsibility of the CDC chairman, the chief, and those people that wears a costume or traditional wear that goes about. In fact, are you also aware that they also use the school premises to organize maybe traditional marriage or maybe one title or event or another? So the community is responsible for taking care of the school. In fact, the CDC chairman and his escorts are saddled with the responsibility. Anyone should call and deny this. But you know how it is. They will go and sweep. In fact, the governor or whoever is in charge, the local government chairman, I don't know what they are doing with the CDC chairman. Because even the manholes, the governor constructed, should I say, fence around the road and all that.
You go under the bridge and see how they are pouring dirty under the bridge. What is this city fisherman in all this community doing? What is their responsibility?
All right, Clement, thank you very much. Chima from New York, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew, I think we have to stay the team the way it is. There is no policy when it comes to River State. There is no policy in terms of education, especially basic education in River State. There is no clear-cut policy to that effect. I take an example in my community. I am from Emoha. There's a community called Rumulugu in Emoha local government. Look, Andrew, I would like your people to conduct investigation in that school. I made an attempt to go there a particular time. When I entered inside the school, the children were sitting on a, plantain leaf. That's where they are sitting. So how do we talk about free education? There's no free education, no running course, no interest for running course. There is no free education. We have deficits in teaching manpower in River State. Okay? So when we talk about basic education in River State, please let that be.
Oh, Chima, I think we had some interference from service providers. So I guess, Doc, you've heard some of the calls.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I did. See, I made reference to the summit you organized, put in place a few years ago. I can't remember precisely now. And I was there. I participated. And at that forum, I muted the idea, because education is too important to be left in the hands of government. The communities should be involved. And at that forum, because those of us who are historians of education will not be too quick to forget that here in River State, what you have today as community secondary schools started way back in the 80s under the administration of Chief Melford Okilo. Now, what happened? Communities came and they were yearning. Most of them were yearning because what we had then, before then, mostly missionary schools and, you know. So communities, you know, out of some kind of vision, desired to own schools. And then the administration said, okay, look, you just go, put up these structures, and we're going to deploy staff. That was how exactly, anybody who's listening to me now, we know, that was how the community secondary schools took off. And I'm not passing the buck, and we shouldn't pass the buck. Like I told you, education is a constitutional responsibility of those in government. But we are not passing the buck, you know, to the communities. But then there must be a sense of ownership. There's a school today in the Kalabari Kingdom, the Kalabari National College, the KNC, it is called, if I remember clearly. Now, that school was the brainchild of members of the community. Set up that school, funded that school. That school has produced a whole lot from that axis, and indeed across River State.
So
I do not see how communities would be, like somebody, a caller said, the CDCs you have,
what are they doing?
It is community development committee, and education should be part of the interest.
All right, Doc, we don't have a lot of time. We're already out of it, so let's just see if I could take a few messages on WhatsApp. Alozie King said, I wonder where pupils of State School 1 Okonocha Igbodo will stay and learn. As I speak, this school is in bad shape, no teachers, only 3 teachers, and he's saying the River State government should employ. This one said, let me get you correctly, if there is a community and police station in a, if there's a community and the police station in the community and there are bad boys feared by members of the community because they're armed, if the bad boys destroy the school, tell me what me without arms should do. Dennis, Listen, says, good morning. Your guest raised a point concerning deplorable conditions of some schools, but government is still to be blamed. The previous government built schools almost in all local government areas, but some people within the localities took advantage of the government's inability to guide these facilities, still even up to roofing sheets. In all government at the center and all localities to be blamed. Samuel sent in that one. I think that's the much we'll take now. Thank you very much, Dr. Ben Nyewusira, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I hope I didn't murder your name anyway.
Not at all. Not at all.
My name is Ifeemi Andrew, and we have Hello Port Harcourt next with Jude. Stay tuned. Good morning. We'll do this again tomorrow.